Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Fuel prices, freight charges, and avian influenza are pushing prices up for organic fertilizer. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Steve Lundeen manages Midwestern BioAg's Milledgeville, Illinois location. He shares more about the organic fertilizer supply chain and the challenges and opportunities organics face this season.
What organic farmers typically need and use for fertilizer are commercially produced products like a nitrogen, a 13-00, rock phosphate for phosphates, and then there are organic potassium products. They tend to rely a lot on poultry litter, too, to get the nutrients the crop needs. That would be the major ones.
Where are these ingredients usually coming from?
A variety of places. You know, there's some large chicken farms in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin that we tend to purchase product from. There's been some challenges in that particular product because of the bird flu obviously shutting down many poultry operations. Some have quarantined, so trucks can't enter their property. So that's put a little bit of a strain on the supply. The other thing that kind of affects that is fuel prices have risen dramatically, so that the way the freight charges have increased quite a bit. We have been able to source for this spring, maybe more of a challenge as we move through the summer and fall. The rail has affected it to a smaller degree, you know, with the backlog in the products that need to be shipped by rail, but that's, you know, just a combination of the whole world economy.
And then on the nitrogen front, are they facing a similar disruption there because of the Russia-Ukraine situation, kind of like conventional farmers are facing?
Well, at Midwestern BioAg, our procurement people have done just an outstanding job of being proactive. So our supply has been pretty stable. However, you know, as we move into the season, it could become tighter. But as of today, we are in pretty decent shape with the nitrogen products.
Is it primarily cost then that poses the issue?
Cost and demand, and transportation's an issue also. Shortage of trucks and the availability of trucks.
So the avian influenza issue, it's not that it's spreading in the manure, right? It's just that the biosecurity measures are kind of imposing a barrier.
Yes, and you know, unfortunately some large poultry farms have had to destroy their flock, and of course they're out of the picture for a good long term.
You know, the agriculture is pretty similar between Illinois and Wisconsin, but what are those big questions you're getting this time of year from your organic farmers?
The big questions we're getting is concern about availability of product, of which we at Midwestern BioAg, at least, we've done a pretty outstanding job of having the products they need in a timely fashion. And we're concerned about the next couple months, but looks like we will probably be okay.
You know, if cost is an issue, or maybe there is something in particular that people can't get, what are some of the alternatives folks are looking at? Are you directing them toward maybe manure management or different soil health techniques?
Yes. We're looking at a lot of different soil health things that can reduce the need for some of the commercial fertilizers. Soil health, Midwestern BioAg's been in the soil health business for a long time, 40 plus years. So we have some products that will help extract those nutrients from the soil, the existing nutrients.
What's the benefit towards moving toward a more soil health outlook?
The benefit obviously is to keep improving soil health, and it's a bit of a lower cost option for the farmers. We do have a steady supply of calcium products, and calcium's crucial to help extract nutrients and to improve soil health.
What about interest in organics, or maybe even a cheaper option for the soil? Are you seeing an increase in interest?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the organic acres have been steadily increasing over the years, primarily because it has been more profitable than conventional farming. Obviously, it's a lot more work, but we have seen it increase, and it's driven by consumer demand.
And Steve, as we talked about before this interview, with commodity prices as high as they are, is now an opportune time to make a switch to organic agriculture if that was something that you were considering?
Right. It takes 36 months to become totally organic, and now would be just an ideal time to transition with the higher commodity prices. It would enable the farmers to be profitable right through their transition period with the high commodity prices.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they have questions about maybe transitioning?
They could call any one of the Midwestern BioAg locations. Our corporate offices are in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin. You know, most reach out to any of our facilities or any of our sales consultants.
Steve Lundeen along with us from Midwestern BioAg. He manages the Milledgeville, Illinois location. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.